John, you weren't here, but there was a huge tree right there that we took down.
Really?
Huge.
Landscaper Craig Leatherman says many Americans have no idea how close they are to financial collapse. He didn't. But this former insurance salesman has learned from hard experience. When the recession hit, his sales commissions dried up and his money ran out.
I've actually been through bankruptcy once and I've lost a house. And very, very painful events and very stressful events. And as I look back, you know, I could have pointed the finger, but as I look back, I really looked at my lack of personal fiscal prudence as a reason for that, really.
This bed's a mess.
Now, having traded an office job for work boots, he prunes pear trees, weeds flower beds, and clears poison ivy with the help of a small crew he has hired for his fledgling business. On a hot summer day in Glendon, Maryland, the debt ceiling debate in Washington seems far away, but it's very much on Leatherman's mind.
The federal government serves a horrible role model for the average family.
That, says Leatherman, is because the government finances itself through debt and spends money it does not have, kind of like he did. Rainfall brings Leatherman's work to a pause, so he sits down with us to describe how he brought his financial house back to order.
So on a weekly basis, I write down each week, and then I write down all my business expenditures and all my income coming in, and I do a cumulative total so I know where I am, because a business that doesn't know where it's been isn't going to really know how to get where it wants to go.
Economists call that basic budgeting. It has saved Leatherman from financial insolvency. That and other tactics like bartering for new equipment. For these tools, he traded his hard labor. Little by little, he says he has pulled himself out of debt, and he's helping others, too, by employing them. It's been a baptism, he says, a new life. And when the day closes, he feels calm for the first time in years.
When I put my head down on the pillow at night and I don't debt, it gives me a little more ounce of strength for the next day. I can see my way towards prosperity and abundance.
And Leatherman tells anyone who will listen, and even those who won't, you can get there too. Laurel Booman, VOA News, Washington.